A kiss on the cheek is a common form of greeting in many countries. In some places, it's two kisses per greeting. In some, it's three. Well, a group in Germany thinks there's no need for that in the workplace. The German Etiquette Society wants to ban bussing in the office. It says the practice is a form of terror. Hans-Michael Klein is the society's chairman. Now, isn't terror a bit strong?
Yes, of course it's strong, but it's good to be strong. What do you think? A lot of people are complaining to get kissed every day by the boss, by colleagues and so on. And they say, please define a rule which forbids kissing in the office. It's not professional and it's too close for the German culture.
For the German culture. Now, is this something that's not being done by Germans in the workplace? I mean, is it new?
We observe this development since the year 2000, and it's an increasing fashion. You know that in South America it's a part of the culture, and in France and in Spain as well, but not in our culture. We have a social distance zone of 60 centimeters to say hello, for instance, and shaking hands. And you can't kiss with 60 centimeters.
You can't kiss with 60. Well, you can do kind of an air kiss, but 60 centimeters, about 23 inches. And this, maybe you do carry a slide rule, but you're saying that that's the proper social distance, at least at the workplace. Now, if one does not want to kiss or be kissed at all once or more than once, what do they do?
Ladies are complaining. They say, I don't want to be kissed by every man. They think there is a hidden desire, a hidden erotical aspect in this play, in this game. I can't forbid kissing in the office, but I say, you can download a little paper from our homepage, two variations. The first is, please kiss me. I want to get kissed every day, every second. The next is, please don't kiss me. And you can put it on your desk, and everybody knows kissing is allowed or not. And I spread this notice only to the press in Germany, and I have no idea how the whole world is discussing this issue. It's so funny and so crazy.
It's crazy, but it's also kind of a relief given everything else that's going on in the world.
Yes.
And just because you're providing such a good diversion from everything going on this planet, I just want to ask you, and maybe you've been asked this in interviews, but there are some people who are going to say, look, this is just so German. I mean, you know, kind of less expressive and formal, and what you need is a good dose of Mediterranean blood.
I don't think so. You can't take one part of a culture. You have to care with the whole cultural context. For example, in South America, you get kissed every day, every second. You get touched 60 times within 1 hour. There are studies, scientific studies. They say 60 times an hour in South America, 10 times in the U.S., and zero, not a single time in England. This is a question of culture and body feeling. And the South Americans have a different body feeling, a body conscience. It's very, very close. And I love to get kissed in South America, and I do it as well. But I would never do it in Germany. We have a somehow cold character, you know, a distance between people.
That's Hans-Michael Klein of the German Etiquette Society, which has also issued a rule on how to deal with a runny nose in public.